Hi, guys. Just a couple of quick housekeeping items before we begin this bonus episode of OK, Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. Please follow us on Twitter, at OK, Fair Enough Pod. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/OK, Fair Enough. Just search us as OK, Fair Enough. Follow us and like us on Podomatic's website, okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com. Podomatic spelled P-O, D like David, O, M like Mary, A, T like Tom, I-C.com. And email us at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Email us something, ask us a question, suggest a subject you want us to talk about. Who gives a shit? We'll talk about whatever you send. I'm about to talk about Frona Hernandez, who, our wonderful listener that sent us a beautiful photo of a penguin flying through the skies by its cock, delivering pizza. It was perfect. It's now the cover art for our Facebook page. A couple notes about episode one. We had over 150 downloads of the first episode. We had nearly 100 likes on Facebook in the first week. At one point, we were ranked number 66 out of 47,000 comedy podcasts on Podomatic's website, and that's because of you guys. Downloading it, listening to it, basically doing me and Sean a favor. A few of you even shared our information with your friends through various social media, and that's great. Please keep doing it. The best thing you can do for us is tell a friend. Unless you think we suck, then tell somebody you hate. At one point when we were ranked number 66, the people in line ahead of us at number 65 was the Funny Lord of the Rings podcast. Bunch of virgins sitting in a basement drinking Mountain Dew, playing with fucking cardboard swords. They're probably really nice guys, don't get me wrong, but god damn it, I would really like to outrank them. We have applied to Stitcher. iTunes is coming soon. We don't know what's happening with that. Just full disclosure, there is an excellent chance that we have actually been kicked off of Podomatic's website because we did not tell them that our podcast was explicit. Apparently, if you say fuck 386 times and within 2 hours and all you talk about is porn and sex, by their fucking fascist definitions, it's their problem, not ours. That's explicit. Well, all I gotta say is this. Thank you for my buddy Terry for his review of our podcast. I just realized what we've done by putting the internet in the hands of people like Charlie. Thanks. New format, starting May the 3rd. We will be having 2 episodes every week. 1 subject will be discussed. Episodes should be under 30 minutes or so. Starting May 3rd, new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Thanks, guys. And then Sean and I started asking each other questions about stuff. Really weird questions.
Like what?
Well, I can't tell you any of them.
Why?
Because, like, welcome to OK, Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. It's a special bonus episode! Not really, though. I mean, this is basically something that we recorded for the last episode that we just weren't able to get to. The episode was too long. We ask each other 6 questions. Some are sick, some are thoughtful, some are whatever the fuck they were. However, we didn't ask each other this question. Okay, here's one weird question that I didn't ask him because it seemed kind of lame. If you could be a superhero, if you had one superpower, what would it be?
I wish I could transport things.
Transport things?
Yeah. So I want to transport myself to the airport. I want to transport a ball into my hand.
So, like, well, you can do that. You can pick up a ball and it's in your hand.
No, I mean from another country and then it's in my hand.
So it's just zap and it's in your hands? And, like, you just... it's called teleportation.
Teleportation.
Yeah? Okay. I was going to say, you want to transport, you can just do that by getting in a car. But if you want to teleport, it's a different animal. What about you, Eddie? Can you think of anything?
If I was playing T-ball, baseball, I would like the ball to come straight to me and I could hit the ball.
So, out of any superpower in the world, you want to be able to control where the baseball goes when you play T-ball?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not awful, I don't guess. You're a simple man with simple tastes, Eddie. I like that. Why do you pick teleportation?
It's easy.
It's easy? If teleportation's so easy, then why don't you do it right now?
I don't have a superpower.
Fair enough, you don't have a superpower. Does being absolutely friggin' adorable count as a superpower? Because if it doesn't, it should. Here you go, guys. 6 questions with me and Sean. I hope you enjoy it, and don't think less of us later. You want to go first?
But we can start off with what started this.
What started this was your suggestion.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're going to start off with what started
this. No, we've started. We're starting now.
Oh, we're starting now.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a question for Charlie that kind of interests me. It's an interesting subject, and it kind of came about from a TV show I was watching where this occurred. It was a guy was talking to somebody else on the phone, and he's like, "Did I just hear water swish?" And he's like,
"Oh! Yeah. The League?"
Yeah, I think it was from the League.
Yeah, it is from the League. Okay. This is the only place I can be alone. Yeah.
And I was wondering, it's like, does that bother you to talk to somebody if you know they're on the shitter?
Yes.
What about naked?
What?
Like if they're naked talking to you.
If they're naked talking to me?
Yeah.
On the phone?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, babe, but if they're on the toilet.
I mean, if it was my mother. And my mother's like, "Hey, Charlie,
I got my boobies out.
Charlie, oh God, you're never gonna believe. I'm buck naked right now in front of a full length mirror, and I have the strangest growth. It's right by my vagina. Is there somebody there, Mom?" But no, that wouldn't bother me. Now, if somebody's taking a shit, that does bother me. And the reason you mentioned that, I don't have a problem talking to somebody when I'm taking a shit. Unless they're trying to talk to me through the door while I'm taking a shit.
Fair enough.
I could have a conference call on the shitter. I don't care. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. But I will say that, like, since with my kids, they're chatterboxes. And when they were little and they really couldn't poop, like, I didn't trust them to poop by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows what horrible things could happen if you leave your child alone for 3 seconds doing something intensely private.
Flushes his foot down the toilet.
Yeah, like, Eddie fell in the toilet and his anus became sucked into the bottom of the toilet thing. And if you flush it, all his guts are going to get ripped out. That's a South Park episode, but it is a genuine fear I have for my son.
Yeah, pressure wouldn't build
up. But they'd sit there and they'd be talking to you and they'd go, Daddy, you're never going to guess what... Been in school today.
Wow.
Yeah. Like that.
I'm going to do that the next time I'm on the shitter talking to somebody. I'm going to do that.
Oh, dude, you're never going to guess what I watched on Netflix today. Daredevil is amazing. Have you seen it? The new guy. You haven't heard of him.
What the fuck was that?
That what? I'm taking a shit. What do you want from me?
But did you have to moan mid-sentence?
Hey, we all have our own ways to get things done. You don't yell at a weightlifter for going, whoosh, when he's lifting weights. Well, I'm getting leverage on this turn.
I do.
What?
Fuck weightlifters.
No, I don't like talking to people while they take a shit.
Fair enough.
And that's how I can tell that they're taking a shit. Because every now and then it's just like, well, let me think about that. Are you all right? Yeah. What were we, like, trying to open a jar of pickles or something?
Yeah.
When Matt are speaking. I am trying to get cylindrical things out of a hole.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Telepathy. You're familiar with telepathy. Telepathy. You're able to read people's minds, and they're able to read your mind, okay? Or, I'm sorry, you're able to read people's minds.
Yes.
And if you meet another telepath, you have to assume that they're able to read your mind as well.
Probably.
So you guys could have whole conversations telepathically, right? What if... Okay. What if we lived in a world where one telepathy was a thing? Okay? So suspend disbelief for just a moment.
Okay.
Actually, people you could be telepathic with were other telepaths. And you go your entire life not knowing you're telepathic, because I'm assuming there'll probably only be like 10 in the world. And one day you're just like walking through the airport or something, and all of a sudden you just start hearing somebody's thoughts, and they start hearing your thoughts, and you figure out how each other are. That's how you figure out you have telepathy. What do you do with that person? I'm going to tell you what I would do. Regardless of gender, age, attractiveness, smells, genitalia, good, bad, mutilated into something else, indifferent. I am having sex with them. My entire life, I've always assumed what people are thinking when I'm having sex with them. My entire life. And it's usually some, and I think it's probably along the lines of, I guess if I moan right here, maybe he'll just hurry up and get done. I want to do that. And I want them to hear my thoughts, which are basically like, are you liking this? Are you liking this? Are you liking this? Are you liking this?
Hurry up and like this.
Do you like me? Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Good night. Like,
and boom goes the dynamite.
And boom goes the dynamite. What do you do in that situation?
I don't know. I just have... That would
what kind of person are you? It really is what I'm asking. Like, do you immediately murder them so you can be so you don't have to worry about this problem?
That would be like
problem,
I literally or? Would have been the last thing I would have thought of would be killing that person.
See, my first two thoughts usually are either fuck it or kill it.
You're an interesting hunter, aren't you?
Depends on how sexy that deer is, man. If it's batting its eyelashes at me, hey, I'm just a man.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
So you don't know what you do?
I mean, I think it'd be just cool to talk to people without opening my mouth.
But you'd only be able to talk to this one person. So you,
I mean,
you
it would get boring. I'm not saying that.
But you two would immediately have this bond that you could not have with any other person on the planet.
Fair enough.
All right. Well,
I'd hope they were hot and just cross my fingers.
That'd be cool. Like, there's this one porn star named August Ames. Who is just spectacular. Mm. Just Google her. When I leave Google. Because you're not going to be able to keep your hand off your junk for long. If she had telepathy and I had telepathy, like, I think that would be the only way I could score with that chick. Because I could just put in her thought. Like,
so basically, you're not saying what you would do. You're saying what you hope the other person would do if they were hot.
No, I said regardless of appearance, smells, gender, you did genitals, age.
I just assumed that was bullshit.
If it was George Clooney, I would do it. If it was George Clooney's dad, I would do it. I don't care. If it was Tom Arnold before the weight loss.
While
inside Roseanne, after doing 30 minutes on a Stairmaster.
Of coke?
And on coke. I would be like, hey, Tommy boy, listen. I don't make the rules, but this is going down.
I don't make the rules, but this is how it's going.
This is how it's going down, Tommy. And you know what? Here's the thing, Tom. I am so dedicated to making this happen, you can go inside me. I don't have to be the man in this situation. In this specific... Just a note to any listeners that hear this. As a note... Yes, if I find out I have telepathy because you have telepathy and we telepathy with each other or whatever the fucking phrase would be, since telepathy is not a thing, they don't have a word for it, I don't think, you can put it in my stinker and I'll be down with it.
That brings me to my next question.
How in the world do you have a question that's even remotely related to that?
Woman or man,
uh-huh,
over 60 you would bang.
Oh, right. Well, Helen Mirren 10 years ago.
Damn, that was mine.
Yeah, Helen Mirren 10 years ago.
Sophia Loren 10 years
ago. Sophia Loren. Raquel Welch 10 years ago.
So not now, though.
Sharon Stone's creeping up on it. She's in her mid to late 50s. Madonna is a solid no.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have fucked her back then.
I've got a feeling like she's got some kind of weird STD that makes thorn bushes grow off her clit or something like that.
It makes Thor weak.
Thor.
Yeah, okay. He's that's a god.
Okay. I know who Thor
you
is.
You give a god STD.
Oh.
It's so powerful, a god would get it.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of what I was going for.
For a second, I thought you were saying, like, so if I fuck Madonna, I become Thor? Because yes. If that's the case, yes.
Maybe I'll do it.
Madonna's on my list. Otherwise, no.
Six-pack not included.
Six-pack not included. Jesus Christ.
He's been like a fat, out-of-weight Thor.
Oh, could you hold this hammer for a minute? No, oh, thank you. You have any funnel cake? I feel a little peckish.
Oh.
Okay, Thor wants funnel cake. God damn you, Madonna!
Have you ever seen that or heard the Patton Oswalt bit about the cake god and the cupcake god? Or shit, now I'm gonna ruin it.
Yep.
He was talking about religion and how, like, if you just made it something arbitrary, like instead of God, it would be like the great fucking blunt fish in the sky or
something. Yeah, well, there is something like that called the flying spaghetti monster.
Well, yeah. I don't really know what that had to do with that conversation. But
who's on your list of chicks over 60?
Over 60?
Yeah, over 50? I've got a pretty long list. Yeah, I think Halle Berry is now 50.
Yeah, possibly.
I think Keanu Reeves is now 50.
You'd fuck Keanu Reeves?
Fucking right, I'd fuck Keanu Reeves. He knows kung fu. Yeah, he's the one. Of course I would fuck Keanu Reeves. You'd be insane not to. I probably wouldn't really fuck Keanu Reeves. Maybe Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted. No.
Just because he's young.
He's young and probably a little innocent and doesn't know how deviant that can be.
Yeah, God. I mean, mine would have been Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. Well, that's the quintessential old lady. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not going for, like, Dame Judi Dench.
She's got, like, nice cans, too.
Yeah. No, she put out that bikini picture came out a few years ago. She was amazing. Have you ever seen Caligula?
Helen Mirren back in
the day had no problem taking off all her clothes and doing some fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. And for that, Helen Mirren, we salute you. Thank you. Yeah, beautiful old broad you. All right, now, my next question. Okay. What's the deal? Okay, this is how I wrote it down. It's going to take me a minute to kind of explain it because it's just a note I wrote.
Does this grind your gears? Is that...
No.
You know what really grinds my
gears? People constantly referencing Family Guy. That grinds the shit out of my gears. All right. What's the deal with putting stuff in my mouth or your mouth or a mouth? A cigarette. I drop it on the ground. I pick it up. I put it in my mouth. No problem. Right? My keys. My keys go in my pockets. They go in my car. They go on countertops that are probably filthy. All this stuff. I have no problem putting them in my pocket to hold it. Mm-hmm.
Your mouth to hold it.
I drop a cookie on the cleanest floor, like the floor of an operating room in a hospital, and I just go, sorry, can't do it.
You can't?
I can't do it. I cannot eat food that's fallen on the ground. Cannot do it. I tried once, and it really bothered me. I think it was like a peanut that I dropped on a linoleum floor, and I went to pick it up, and I put it in my mouth, and I chewed it, and I couldn't eat peanuts for like 3 weeks.
The only way I won't pick my food up and eat it is if I really didn't want to eat it anyway.
Is that a strategy of yours?
Or it's like, if I drop one of my chicken wings on the floor, I'm fucking eating it. I'll eat the hair. I'm putting ranch on it anyway, so it's fine.
But like if it's eggplant? If your girl cooks you eggplant, you're like, honey, this is great. Oops, fell on the floor.
I mean, if it's like a thing of McDonald's french fries and it's like one of the last ones that's stuck at the bottom for the last hour and a half, then yeah, I mean, I'm going to leave that bitch on the floor.
Oh, no. So it matters how long it's been on the floor as well?
No. I mean, like, you bought a big, like, extra large, and it took you an hour to get through all of them. Like, one of the ones at the bottom.
Yeah, okay. No, see, I would eat those.
You would?
Yeah, okay. I was like, oh, it's in the bag. How long has the bag been in my car? 3 days? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll eat that french fry. Why not? Is there some ketchup in there, too? Oh, good.
Sunbaked.
Torn open ketchup. 3/4 full ketchup packet. Nice. All right, we'll do that. I'll make it into a little bit of a, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Midday snack.
Yeah. So, now, what's the other question you had?
Oh, this one is a little bit out there, okay. So bear with me.
And, okay.
Future discretion is advised.
Viewer discretion. Listener discretion advised.
Yeah, just viewer. Why did I say future? Why do I feel like that's... Never mind. Anyway.
Well, I think discretion in the future is always advised with everything.
Fair enough.
So, Sean, your statement was correct.
Stay with me.
Okay.
Assuming... Your semen tasted like something that you really enjoyed.
My favorite food.
Your favorite food or drink of something. Now, you made the comment that it was the consistency that would fuck with you. But anyway,
the texture would fuck with
you. Anyway, let me finish the question. Yeah. If your semen tasted like one of those, would you A, ejaculate into a cup, then eat it, drink it? Or would you B, ejaculate it straight into your mouth?
Well, first of all...
Not do it at all.
I'm pretty sure I would see not do it at all.
Okay.
But not because of any other reason. Like, if it comes from my body, I don't care. Like, if I cut my thumb, I'll suck the blood off. That doesn't bother me. The fact that it's cum, like... Okay, maybe the fact that it's cum does enter into it a little bit. Let's be honest. Maybe it does enter into it a little bit. But I think the texture is what would get me. Now, if I was in a situation where, like, I wanted to fit in because everybody else was eating their own, like, favorite food cum thing, With your question of would you shoot it directly into your mouth, I am flattered that A, you think it's long enough to even reach over my fucking belly towards my mouth.
I just figured you were on your
and
back
B,
and you're arching.
And B, that you think I have that kind of manual fucking dexterity and planning to be able to shoot it in that hand-eye coordination to shoot the... I can't even throw up a piece of popcorn and catch it in my mouth. How am I going to catch cum from my own dick?
Yeah, it probably isn't very practical. I didn't really think that question out. So.
No. I love that question. I love that question. That's great. I ask you the same question. If your cum tasted like your most favorite thing, which I am assuming is cum, would you shoot it directly into your mouth or use a cup or not do it at all?
But you kind of just screwed the whole pooch, so you buried the line right there.
Oh, I did? Oh, right. Your favorite thing tastes like cum. So, okay, well then, Sean, what is your process? Do tell.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that's a much better joke if somebody could see me. I just looked real interested and just oh, John, tell me all about your cum recipes.
Yeah. Sometimes I eat nothing but black-eyed peas for weeks, so my cum has a nice buttery and oaky aftertaste.
I never thought of that. It would change depending on what you ate.
They say.
It's what your favorite thing is. Yeah, no, I meant like in this hypothetical situation. Not in reality. No, I mean, they do say that it changes the... Obviously, it has to. It's something you expel. It's
oh Jesus
stuff. It's like I think that would be my biggest problem with that whole situation is that it was like I don't know. It's just yeah.
All right. Well, I have one last question for you. Okay, you've asked three now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sexual choice versus sexual orientation. The idea that being gay or straight is a choice or something that is actually programmed into you, possibly at a genetic level. Possibly through different chemicals in your brain reacting in different ways. Does it really matter to you why somebody is gay or straight?
Not really.
No, I don't either. I don't understand the obsession with why we have to define that.
You were asking that question, and I actually don't know if I've ever truly thought about that question.
Really?
Because...
It's something I think about all the time.
Well,
I mean, whether or not you can make the choice to be gay... That's why we have that. I mean, people go to prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see,
gay for the stay.
That's the thing. Like, I would find it hard to believe that you could force yourself to be something that you're not.
I know for a fact that it's not unusual for somebody to be able to participate in homosexual activities.
Not able. I'm more talking.
Even though they don't consider themselves homosexual or bisexual.
Yeah.
Most gay porn stars consider themselves straight. It's the only way they can get into the business.
Mm-hmm.
There are gay porn stars who are married to women who don't have sex with men except for at work.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking junkies who need coke and heroin, they'll suck a dick for a fucking dime bag.
I got these cheeseburgers,
guys. Yeah, how you think I got my dick sucked for 6 years? Just walked around with downtown Richmond with heroin. Yeah. And the other thing about it, and here's the other thing, is I think that the reason we're trying to differentiate between whether or not it is a choice
mm-hmm.
or a deeply programmed orientation within our own brain computer or whatever
yeah.
is because we're trying to figure out whether or not there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. Who cares?
Well, you can see it in the animal kingdom.
Exactly. If it's a choice, that means that the people, you know, the people who think that all homosexuality is wrong, if it's a choice, that means that you're doing something deviant and wrong. And if it's an orientation, it means, well, there's still something wrong with you, but it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with you. You just like to do different stuff with other people's stuff, with your stuff, and you like to stuff your stuff in their stuff. Who cares why you want to do it?
I agree.
Long as they're down with it. See, I told you it wasn't really a funny subject.
Yeah,
it was more of a philosophical thing that I thought about that I had to get out. One day, we do have to do the subject of homosexuality. And I think the best thing that we can do for that segment is suck each other's dicks in the microphone for hours. It's art, Sean. Don't look at me like that. This is my truth and my art. And I want us to suck each other's dicks for 45 minutes with on microphone. No visual. Don't worry, we'll just get like some hot dogs and just kind of... That's the way it sounds when I suck dick. I don't know about you. full disclaimer, I'm not gay. I'm not anything. That is the most homoerotic segment I've ever heard in my life. And I am filled with shame. But I'm not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. thanks for listening to this bonus episode of Okay, Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. Just a couple of things. All music for this episode has been provided by bensounds.com. It might be .org. I don't know. But all they ask is that they say you can use our music if you want. You don't have to pay us a dime, but you have to give us credit for it. So I've lived up to my end of the bargain. Leave us alone now. Reminder of the format change, starting May 3rd, episodes every Monday and Wednesday, one subject, we'll keep it under 30-ish minutes, unless we just come across something where we have to talk about it for 3 hours. That's not going to happen. I can't think of anything I want to talk about for 3 hours or more. Please like and share us our podcast on Facebook. It is the easiest way for us to grow our audience. It's the easiest way to get our podcast out there. Earlier in the episode, I gave you all of our social media information. Please check that out. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. Email us. Ask us a question. So far, we've been blown away by how many people actually listened to this filth. And we can't thank you guys enough. May 3rd, new episodes, new format. Thank you so much, guys.